right? After all, it has two characteristics, this dam. This dam teya, from the perspective of the lady of Yehudah, and this dam kishu, from the perspective of the lady of Chesky. So bishleime, bimeide, alright, so in other words, since he's bald, so it's treated like dam kishu, even though it's dam teya also. But according to Rashi, Reb Lezer is machna so much that even mitamid meizide. Why should mitamid meizide? Even from the perspective of dam kishu meizide, it shouldn't be tamid. And from the perspective of dam teya, it should always be tamid. But we'll see. But that's how Rashi explains it. That according to Reb Lezer, because of the kalva.
Rashi calls it dam nida though.
What is that? Yeah, one second. One second. Yeah, but you mean the Rasha would be neither, neither.
Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Lazar, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll soon see. When the Rasha says, we'll soon see the Rasha. There is a stira in the two Rashas, between two Rashas, and this was reconciles the stira. We'll soon see. So, that's the shite of Rashi. Rab Menachem says, Rab Lezer mitame el binide. But bimezive, Rab Lezer is maybe historian. Because bimezive, so even from the perspective of Damkishu, it should be toya. Not only from the perspective of Damkishu. Alright, now let's go over the Mishnah. Hamikashe bisir shmeinim shoni keivo. Kol domim shiirei eteirin, ashi yeitzi avlad, virableza mitame, omu leil rablezer, dechachom zet rablezer, itzikal vachim, how can you be mitame, omu leil rablezer, uma bimokim sheher, mir bidam ha-sheif, heikyo bidam ha-keishi, mokim sheheikyo bidam ha-sheif, in a din, Sheheikil Bidama Keish. So the first Kal Vachomer of the Chachomim was that we learn out Damkeishi L'achav Lat from Damkeishi L'fnei Avot in every Kal Vachomer. So we have a Melamed and we have a Lomed. So Kal Vachomer is either the Melamed, we learn out a Kal item from a Chomer item, or vice versa. A Chomer item from a Kal item. Here, we learn out Damkeishi Le'achar Avlad, we learn out Tikule. Damkeishi Le'achar Avlad from Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad. So Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad is the Chomer item. And Damkeishi L'achar Avlad is the Kal item. Why is Damkeishi L'achar Avlad the Kal item? Because L'achar Avlad, so then the aloche is that there is a aloche of Damteya, you see. And, but Kedim Avlad, there is no aloche of Damteya. There is no kule of Damteya. Kedem Avlad. So Kedem Avlad is Chomor relative to Lachar Avlad. So we learn out, the Chachomim learned out the Lachar Avlad, which is the Kal item from Kedem Avlad, from Damkeishi Kedem Avlad, which is the Chomer item. Because Kedem Avlad, there is no Kule of Yimitea. Lachar Avlad, we have the Kule of Yimitea. But Kedem Avlad, there is no Kule of Yimitea, the Yomim Teirim, even if she sees Dam, so it's there. So Mele, Damkeishi Kedem Avlad is the Chomer item. Damkeishi Lachar Avlad is the Kal item. So the Chachomim said, Uma bimokim sheach me bidama sheiki. Heikel bidama keishi. Kedem Avlad is the Chomer item. Why is the Chomer item? Because there is no Tare of Yemitea Kedem Avlad. So still, the Chomer item, Damkeishi Kedem Avlad, which is man Chomer, Kedem Avlad is more Chomer. So the Chomer item of Damkeishi Kedem Avlad has the Kule that it's Toya. So it's Toya. So Damkeishi Lachar Avlad, which is the Kal item, certainly should possess that Kule. See, simple kavachim. Uma b'mokim sheach lo b'dama sheif heikil b'dama keishi. Mokim sheikil b'dama sheif. The Chomer item, Kedem Avlad, where there is a nidin shenokel b'dama keishi. So the b'dama keishi lachar Avlad, which is Kal relative to Kedem Avlad, certainly should possess the Kule that the Chomer item, the Damkeishi Kedem Avlad, possess. Never should be toyer. So Amalehen, Sarapleza gave a very good tshuva. Dai lovi min adin li eskini. Now there is a loch of Dai, in other words, and that's in Mishnei Bavakam, between Raptalp and Rabo. In other words, you were trying to learn out Damkeishi Lachar Avlad, the Kal item, from Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad, the Chomer item, the Kule that the Chomer item, Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad, possesses. Some should certainly apply to the Kal item, to Damkeishi Lachar Avlad, but let the Lomeit, Damkeishi, what's the name? Let the Lomei Damkeishi Lachar Avlad be like the Melamed. So what's the aloche ligabi the Melamed Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad? It's Toya. When is it Toya? You may zive, but not you may need it. So how can you learn out the Damkeishi Lachar Avlad, which is the Kal, should be more Kal than Melamed? Kalachema means that the Kal item could not be more Chomer than the Chomer item. But you're not at liberty to say it should be more Kal than the Chomer item. So, what's the Chomer item is the Melamed. The Kal item, the Lomed is the Kal item. So, what's the Aloche Ligabe, the Chomer item, the Melamed? That it's toya, it has a kule. It's toya. When is it toya? Meizive, not meizive. So how do you want to deduce that the Kal item should be toya even meizive? That's more than you are entitled to deduce from Kalachem. There's the aloche of Dai. Omelen Dai lov nadin li eskini. Mi ma heikel oleo mi tumazive. Avol pneyo tumasni. Now, So the Pashtes Haloshin of the Mishnah is that is like Rabbi Nachem's Pshat, that when Rabbi Lezer is mitame, is only mitame meinide, not meizib, because Rabbi Lezer said to the Rabbanon, "Dai lovin is adin is kinidin, mi mahi kolam it mazive, Aval kneot mas nide. So how can Rashi say? How can anybody say that Rablezar is mitamei even bimei zive? Even bimei zive. So they are geshenim like Rashi. So they say that in Achnam, Rablezar himself, so doesn't recognize the Kalvachim altogether because of his special Zerosakos. Domo machmas hatzmo, v'lei domo machmas vloda. But he said to the Rabbanon, even lishitaschem, you don't agree with me. I say there's a kosuf. Domo machmas hatzmo, v'lei domo machmas vloda. That the whole aloha of Damteya is only is only when it's not bekeish, but when it's bekeishi machmas vloda, there is no gzeros akosuf of damteya. That's my shit. But you don't agree with me. But you have to agree with me on one thing: that l'chol apoches bimei zive bimei nide should be done. Lididi, because of the gzeros akosuf don machmas asmo lidon machmas vloda. So it should be tome even meizive, but a yud yachle can that yalfuse of the machzas the machzas vado. You have to agree with me on one thing, that be me nide. It is tome because of die. This is how Rashi explained. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamikashet yachsmenim shemisavu miteya. Look, I mean how the Rashi is midayik in his losh. So he says the one who has developed fully in 7 months, so bem sashvi, and the one who has developed fully in 9 months at the end of the shvi, because of the gemore, the on top. So the Gemara says, oh mazutre, afil mandoma yileres litisho yileres limkotoy. So only at the end of the 9th month it becomes developed fully. But yileres lishivu yileres limkotoy. So he says, beemza, the sarasher is midayik nalosh. Veyachot mitzor sifshi, kemai sifu de vecheski ebne rapchi. Teirin, de chol teich meleis abedam teyar. Vireblezal mitame in nido. So that's like Rabbi Menachem, but you'll soon see another Rashi that is in conflict. So then, because of that, Teisve says, and Old Rishenim, that when Rashi says, Avu Menido Nido, Umzivo, Huditoya, that Rabbi Lezer says, to the Rabbonim, the Shitaschem, but the Blazer's own Shit is, he doesn't even concede that Mizivo de Toya, because there's a Kosuv to Domo Machas, Domo Machas Vodo, so even the Mizive is done. We'll soon see the other Rashi. Sheikh, when we dama Sheifi, King Shor Yeladis, Sheikh Rei Gimubi Sheifi, the old Bragas Yeladis Bizeiv, Heikel Bidama Keishi, Mitaro Mizeivo, Mokin, Shehikob the Mashayif Litaro Mizeiv Mokshet the Mashayif Litaro Mikotumik in Tichmeleis in Idin Shenokil Vidama Keishi Litaro Mikotumeva Filumi in Idin Shenokil Vidama Keishi Litaro Mikotumeva Filuminides Dailam Madink Keishitamleish Atomin Tichkeshidalme Lisnin Keishidalme. Where's the other Rasha that's in the Gemara? Just 1 second. The Rashi, we didn't go over the Gemara, but the Rashi, the third line from the end of it, Amen, me need a needle, la blesa poch, kidin dies, le die, le de mea de mezive teo, ki keishi shalifonov, ki in rasa be keishi. So the question is, if Rashi Shita is, as he mentioned in the Mishnah, that the Mesiva is Toya, so what does the Gemara ask a contra blazer? The answer is, Sotesis explains it. When Rashi said in the Mishnah, Mesiva is Toya, he's only saying it, Liditchem, Lishitaschem, but his own Shita is that even Mesiva is Tome. So the Gemara asks the Kashi, the Rablaza Porich, Kim this Lidaya later made Mesiva Tere. And so the Gemara gives a teres yeshiva achas lekulon or yekulon tere yekulon tmeim. So that's Rabbeinu's own sheet, that there couldn't be a distinction. There couldn't be a distinction between yemeinide and yemeizide. So what does Rashi mean? He says in the Mishnah, umeizive uditoya, al yemeinide nide. That Rabbeinu is saying to the Rabbonu shitaschem, but lididei. Rabbi Lezer himself holds that even Meziva is Tomei, but Rabbi Nachem is Chelik. Rabbi Nachem says that Rabbi Lezer's Shita is that Bimeinide is Tomei, but Bimeziva is Toya. Rabbi Lezer's own Shita. We'll soon see.
Actually, says Ein Adin Shnok of the Makasha time called Tuma Filo Minidos. Isn't that a raya that Afilo Minidos?
Which?
But the Rashi in the Banner of the Mishnah. Ain't no din shnog of them a question, the Kavachoyma. The Tara may call Tumas Afilo Minidus. Rashi says explicitly Minidus. Steer it to the Rashi.
That's the Rabbono. That's the Rabbono. In the din, that's the Rabbono.
No, but Rashi before said.
Omul Rablaza, Omam Mokim Shakhtama Sheif, Hekel Gamakeshi. So there's the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon certainly say that Istoya Rim Menide. The question is, what does Rabbi Lezer say? Rabbi Lezer says that she is Tome even the Mezive, or Rabbi Lezer says Tome only the Menide. So there is a stira between two Rashis, between the Rashi and the Mishneh and the Rashi and the Gemara. So how do we reconcile it? So the old Rishonim say that Rashi says in the Mishneh that Rabbi Lezer is mitaya. Rabbi Lezer is saying he should istoya b'meizive. He means he is saying it to the Rabbonon lishitaschem. You have to be made it to miloch lapoch as one thing. That only meizive istoya, but not mainly. But Rabbi Lezer himself holds that even meizive is tamei because of his special zerosakov. Now this has to do with dai. Where is the Moker of Dai that's in Mishneh in Bolokam? The Mishneh in Bolokam, and it's very important, the Mishneh in Bolokam.
What is the sort of the Chacham to be made with the main leaders? I mean, the Dan Koish is only to have made the Exorcism.
Very simple story, we don't have to resort to Exorcism. Because this Dan is both. It's Dan Kishu and it's Dan Teya. Because there are two brothers.
Yeah.
There was Yehuda and Cheskiye. So the Dan took place after the lady of Yehudah and before the lady of Cheskiye. So it partakes, it has the dinim, the kules of Damteya also, because of the lady of Yehudah. So Mele, because of the lady of Yehudah, it should be toya, even may need it. It's dam lachavlad. It's a very simple svara.
But it seems that he's saying a svara to be makel in the din of Dam Koishi.
Okay, yeah. All right,
then from the way they're saying it, it seems that they're saying that Dam Koishi, it should be muta.
Yeah, okay.
I only said
that if there hadn't been Yalfuses, Misras, if we had to decide it on the basis of Svar, then we should say like the Rabbanon.
the Shiva just said and that we consider this dam as dam tahara. But in the Mishnah, it seems that they're dwelling on the fact that the dam koishi itself.
Yeah, because there are 1 second. Yeah. Of course, they are arguing. The Chachomim are arguing with Reb Lezer. You, Reb Lezer, you have exerus hakosuf that he should be tomei, but l'chol apoches you have to limit the scope of that exerus hakosuf only to. But there is a kalvachemia that it should be toyer. How can you say it's tomei? There is mitzat kalvachemia. It should be tomei. It should be toyer because if dam keishi in the chomer item kedem avlad is toyer al haskamo vechamo, the dam keishi la'acha avlad that is the kal item certainly should be toyer. So Reb Lezer says, as far as that kalachimah is concerned, so it's dialogue madin liyiskini. But I said, without Yalfuzis, without Suki, Misrasvore, we should say like the Chachomim. But it's true, the Chachomim do not operate Misvore, because they are arguing from the point of view of Yalfuzis. But suppose there hadn't been an exerus hakosuf. No gzeres hakosuf of yeshiva achas likulon on domo machmas aslo machmas lo. No gzeres hakosuf. Then we had to decide it on the basis of svara. We say like a chachamim without recourse to kalvachema. Who needs the kalvachema here? Who needs the kalvachema? The reason is why they have to resort to kalvachema because the apsukim there is the alfuse. And then yeshiva achas likulon, some mele they have to resort to kalvachema. So they say, from the point of view of kalvachema, so damkeishi li achar avlad should be toya, because if damkeishi
even damnida, in the time of damnida,
that's right. So
now, another thing is, why do they call the dam sheifi if they call the dam they call that damnida? No. Is that clear that that's damnida?
That dam sheifi just points out that dam kedem avlad is more homo than dam lach avlad, because dam kedem avlad has that kule that the dam keishi kedem avlad is more homo than dam keishi lach avlad, because lach avlad there is the kule of dam teya. So even dam sheifi is toya, and kedem avlad dam sheifi is certainly tomei. So that points out that kedem avlad is more chomor than lachar avlad. So mele kedem avlad is the chomor item, and lachar avlad is the kal item.
What is the dam toya called after the lay down? The
shishim. Dam teya.
It's not called dam nida.
Because it's toya, because there's a cost.
Why does Rashi call it the time?
Yeah, but
nidus. It's not nidus.
No, it happens to be bimei nidus. Suppose it happens.
But Rashi says at the time of the cost was a filum nidus.
No, suppose it happens to be bimei nidus. Let's say sometimes a woman is a yeledes bimei zeiv, and sometimes she's a yeledes bimei zeiv bimei nidus. In the cycle of the Imenius, in the Cheshbon of 7-11. And now let's go over the Mishneh that discusses the Indian of Dai. It's a very basic Mishneh. In Mavakame, Daf Chavdala, the base. It's very important to have the Gemara, the Mishneh Mavakame. Because this is very confusing without the Gemara, so it's impossible to understand it. Even when the Gemara is before Neyo, so we have to concentrate. Sheir Amazig Bershus Hanize, Daf Chavdal Gondes, Sheir Amazig Bershus Hanize, Keitzat, Nogach, Nogaf, Noshach, Rovatz, Boat, Bershus Rabin Mishalom Chotzinezik. The Alochi is that Keren is Chayev until the share becomes addicted to goring, so the owner has to pay only chotzi nezik. Half damages, not full damages. Shem v'rego, so is mu'ed mitcholosed, so pays full damages. But then Shem v'rego has a kule that is potter b'shus rabbi. Karen does not have that kule. Karen is chayev even b'shus rabbi. The question is this. Now, we have a halacha that Karen b'shus rabbi is chayev have damages. How about Karen b'shus anizik? So there's a machlekes between Rab Tarfon and Rabbon. The Rabbonim say just as Karen versus a rabbi is chayev until it becomes a mu'ed on lichotzi nezek, so Karen versus a nezek is also chayev on lichotzi nezek. Rab Tarfon says no, that the aloha that Karen is chayev only have damages applies only to Karen versus a rabbi. So they are shem regla potali gamre. So Karen is the chumre. Karen has the chumre that is chayev chotzinezek. Mashinkin Karen b'shus anizek, where Shem v'regel is mechuyev and elek sholem. So Karen is loigorat and Shem v'regel. So that's the machlekes. Shiramazik b'shus anizek, keitzat nogach, nogaf, noshach, rovat, zboat, b'shus rab mishalom chotzinezek, b'shus anizek. So Rab Tarfon im nezek shole, v'chachomim im chotzi nezek. So Rab Tarfon mentions a chiddush. Omar lohem Rab Tarfon. So why does Rab Tarfon say a thing like that? Mr. Asvore, we couldn't say it, but only Mr. Dialfus, Mr. Kalachem. Omar lohem Rab Tarfon. Ubima bimokim sho kalal Hashem beren b'shus rab shu poter. Hech miralim b'shus anizek unazin shal nezek sholem mokim shech mirala keren b'shus rabim lishalom chotzi nezek eini din shenach mirolov b'shus anizek lishalom nezek sholem. So it seems the Rab Tarfon learns out it alvachimer of keren b'shus anizek from keren Bishus Rabbi. So Karen Bishus Rabbi, because Karen Bishus Rabbi is the Chomorite. Why is Karen Bishus Rabbi the Chomorite? Because Bishus Rabbi Shem the regular pot, and still Karen is high. So he says, so Mokim Shehechmir ala Karen Bishus Rabbi. Lishalim chotzinezik. So the melamed is Karen b'shus rabim. That's the melamed. That's the melamed. And Karen b'shus rabim is the kal item. Did I say Karen b'shus rabim the chomer item? It was a slip of the tongue. Karen b'shus rabim is the kal item. Why is Karen b'shus rabim the kal item? Because b'shus rabim there is the kule the shem v'regla potali gam. But b'shus anizek, there is no such leniency that any mazik should be potter. So b'shus anizek is more chomo than b'shus rabim. B'shus rabim, so shem the regular potter b'shus rabim. But b'shus anizek, no mazik is potter. So even shem the regular chay. So memele, that means that keren b'shus rabim. Karen b'shus rabim is the kalait. Is the kalait. And there's the melamit. So the kalait and the melamit so has the chumre that it is chayev. So he says mo kim sheach nirla Karen b'shus rabim. Lishalom chotzinezek, if Karen b'shus rabim has the kal item, because b'shus rabim is kal, shem regel is potter. So if the kal item Karen b'shus rabim has the chumre that is chayev, so the chomer item Karen b'shus anizek certainly should be chayev. So then, kalachemer. So then the Chachomim said to him, Omulei, Dai lovim nadin liyiskenid, Ma bershus rabim chotzinezek, Abershus anizek chotzinezek. The melameid is kerem bershus rabim. There's the kalait. The lomeid is kerem bershus anizek. That's the chomer item. So, of course, that the chomer item couldn't be more kal than couldn't be less chomer than the kal item, than the kal item. But let it be just like the melameid. The melameid, the chomer item, the kal item, is chayv only chotzinezek. So the lameid, the chomer item, should also be chayv at least chotzinezek. But how can you deduce more than the melameid? There's the aloha of dialogue in Adin Liskini. Of Elohim. So then, when Reb Tarfon, one has to concentrate on this Mishnah. When Reb Tarfon heard that refutation by the Rabbanon, Omalehem afani liodin kerem mikeren, ani odin kerem rega. Uma bimokim sheikel Hashem vala regel b'shus rabim. Hechmir bikeren, mokim shechmir al Hashem vala regel b'shus anizek, in yidin shenachmir bikeren. What's the pshat means? So he reformulated the kalachim. So what happened? Omulei dialov nadin li iskinid. So what goes on between Rav Tarfon and Rav Tarfon? So all the Rishonim say there is a daye b'tchilas adin and there is a daye b'seif adin. Daye b'tchilas adin means the way Rav Tarfon formulated his kal vachomer original. In other words, he learned out kerem b'shus hanizek from kerem b'shus rabim. So the melameid is kerem b'shus rabim, and the lomeid is kerem b'shus hanizek. So kal vachomer. Now, kerem b'shus rabim is the kal item, and it has the chumre yitzchayev. So kerem b'shus hanizek, the chumre item, certainly should have the chumre yitzchayev. But Rabbanon say true, but should have the same chumre, not more than the melameid. The melameid is chayv only chotzinezek, so you can learn out that the lomeid is also chayv chotzinezek. So then he reformulated the kal vachomer. Originally he learned out Rav Tarfon keren b'shus hanizek from keren b'shus rabim. At the end he decided to deduce the kal vachomer not keren b'shus hanizek from keren b'shus rabim, but Keren from Shenderet. So Shenderet is the Melamed. In the first formulation, so the Melamed was Keren versus Rabin, and the Lomed was Keren versus Anizek. In the second formulation, the Melamed is Shenderet, and the Lomed is Keren. So he said as follows. Now, Shen v'regel, the melameid, is kal. Why is Shen v'regel kal relative to keren? Because Shen v'regel is potter b'shus rabim. Keren is chayiv never b'shus. So between the two mazikim, keren and Shen v'regel, which is the chomodik mazik and which is the relatively kal mazik, so Shen v'regel is the kal light. Because it's part of the rabbi, keren is the chomer item. So if the kal item, shen v'regel, is chayev inezek sholem in rishus anizek, so the chomodik item, keren, certainly should be chayev inezek sholem rishus anizek. So now you cannot say dialogue nadin li eskenidin the same way as the rabbonon said Rav Tarfon originally, because when Rav Tarfon originally deduced Keren Bershus Hanizek from Keren Bershus Rabim, so Keren Bershus Rabim was the Melamed, and Karen Bishus and Nizek is the Lomit. So Rabbonin said, Dailo Madin, Lieskinitin, Bitrilas Adin. Daily Lomit, Lieskin Lomit. But now in the second formulation, that the Melamid is Shem Regel, and Shem Regel, Bishus and Nizek is Chayven Ezek Sholem. So the Melamid is Shem Regel, and the Melamid is Chayven Ezek Sholem, and the Lomit is Karen. Bishus and Nizek. So Kitrabonin cannot say Dai Bitrilas Adin Dai Lilomid Liskim Lami. True, Haftaf would say fine, that's what I want. That you should say Dai Lilomid Liskim Lami. What is the Mlamid? Shem Regel, Bishus and Nizek, Chayim Zesholim, Dai Lilomid. The Karen Bishus and Nizek Liskim Lami, it also Chayim Zesholim, so what do you want from me? But now the Rabbonin say, Dai Biseifadin. Dai Biseifadin means it's the same logic, but it's an extension of the logic. And he say, Dai Bitrilsadin means simply, Dai Le Lome Dieskim Lame. Dai, but Dai Biseifadin means you want to deduce the Chomer item, Karen, from Shem Regel. Why do you call Karen a Chomer item? Why? What do you see that Karen vis-a-vis as against Shem Regel is Chomer? What do you see it? How do you see it? So you see it because Shem Regel is Potabishus Rabin and Karen is Chayavishus Rabin. That's the only reason as to why you say that Karen vis-a-vis as against Shem Regel is Chum. Why? What aspect of Chumre is there in Karen as against Shem Regel? The aspect of Chumre consists in the fact that where Shem Regel is Poter, Bishus Rabim, Karen is Chayev. But how much Chayev is Karen Bishus Rabim? Only have damages. So, mele the Chumre of Karen is against Shem Regel should be restricted to have damages. So, mele you learn out Karen. The chomedic item from Shem Regel, the kal item, and why is Karen the chomedic item? Because it pays half damages. When Shem Regel doesn't pay, even half damages. So mele, whatever you learn out in the chomedic item from the kaldic item should be limited by the scope of the chumre that Karen has is over and above Shem Regel. The chumre of Karen over and above Shem Regel is not a full chumre, it's half a chumre. Because why is it more chumre? Why is Karen more chumre? Shem Regel is part of Bishus Rabbi, and Karen is chayev completely Bishus Rabbi. Karen is chayev only half damages. So it's not a full chumre. It's a semi-chumre. It's half a chumre. So Karen is a restricted chomedic item, not a full chomedic item. So mele, when you learn out the chomedic item from the kaledic item, so this halacha that you learn out has to be limited by the limitation of the chumre. What's the limitation of the chumre? Of the chumre is chotzi. So mele you learn out that Karen Ibirshus Anizek is chayv chotzi. Inach nam de kalachemo is alright, but it has to be limited by the limitation of the chumre that Karen possesses over and above Shem Regel. It's not a full chumre. It's a semi chumre. It's half a chumre. So here too you learn out only chotzinezik. So that's called Daye Biseifadin. Daye Bitchlesadin means simply Daye Lilomid Liyiskel Lamed. So it's in the first formulation, schreibt Tafen, learned out. Keren, Birshus Anizek, vom Keren, Birshus Rabbi. So then the Chachom said, Dai Bitchlesadin, Dai Lulomit, Keren, Birshus Anizek, Lieskim Lamit, like Keren, Birshus Rabbi, Chotinezek, simple. But then in the second formulation, Chaptafen is not learning out Keren Bishus Anizek from Keren Bishus Rabim. He learns out Keren Bishus Anizek from Shem V'Regel. So he couldn't say, just die l'lomid l'yiskim l'ami. But they have to say, die b'seif adin. And die b'seif adin means that true that Keren is a chometic item, but Keren is a chometic item only 50%, not 100%. So mele the halacha that you deduce that Keren Bishus HaNizek should have the same din like Shem V'Regel because it's a chometic item, so you have to reduce it to 50% because Shem V'Regel is Chayev Nizek Sholem, but here it should be restricted and limited also by 50% only Chotzi Nizek. That's called Dai B'Seifad. So Omulei Dai Lovim Nadin Lies Kinid Ma B'Shus Rabim Chotzi Nizek A B'Shus Anizek Chotzi Nizek. So now let's go over the first piece of Gemara. It's very important. V'Raptafim Lesli Dai. So what's about Raptafim? Raptafim is Chilik and the whole concept of Dai. How is it possible?
I understand the Chachamim's Dai,
they're
learning out from Shane
Gregor,
Rabbi Taf
now.
Fine.
So what's the Dai? So they say Dai B'Seif Adin. Dai B'Seif Adin means true. So it's not Dai L'Lomid L'Yiskim Lamed, but it's something else. We say you learn out the Chomedic item. Keren Bishus Anizek from Shem V'Regel, the Kaldic item. Why do you call Keren as against Shem V'Regel or Chomedic item? Because Shem V'Regel is Potter, Bishus Rabbi. Keren is Chayev. But is Keren Chayev completely? Only 50% is Chayev. So that means that the Chumre of Keren over and above Shem V'Regel is not 100% chumre, but 50% chumre. It's a semi chumre. It's half a chumre. So mimele, when you learn out Keren Bishus Anizek from Shem V'Regel, so you have to limit that halacha by 50% and say, since the chumre is a semi chumre, not a full chumre, so mele the aloche also has to be limited by 50%. And b'chayev chotzinezek. Now the same thing before we proceed.
It's semi chum because you're only being machmir another half a nezek.
That's right. Yeah, semi chum.
As if it would be the full chum, then you could say from Shane
Virgo. Yeah, but why is Karen? What way is Karen chomo as against Shane Virgo? Because Shem V'Regel is Potter and Keren is Chayev. Is Keren Chayev completely? 50% have damages. So that means that the Chomedic item of Keren is not a full Chomedic item. It's a 50% Chomedic item. 50% Chomedic item. It's a semi-chomo. It's not a full Chomedic item. It's a 50% chomedic item. So mele, you have to limit that yalfuse also by 50%. Now, let's go over the piece of Gemara. Also in light of this. Ton Rabbon, Teishei l'rabbi samkashe b'tirshmenim shol nekevo shekol domim shireyo teire ashiyetze avlad. You see? I said, without any exercise, because any of us say, Mr. Asvore, we should say, like Rabbonon. But you see that Rabbonon don't rely on Svore. They learn it out from a posik. Why do they have to resort to posik? Because without a posik, there is another posik to the contrary. So that's why they have to resort to a posik. Ton Rabbonon, Teishit, Rabbi, Samkashi, Bishachmei, Mishal, Nekeir. She called them Shireya Teirin, השייצר אחד. ורב בלזר מתאמי, אומר לי לרב בלזר, ומה במוקים שאחנו בשאיפי של לפני הוולד? היקל בשאיפי שלאחר הוולד, מוקים שהיקל בקישי של לפני הוולד, in the din shenok b'kish l'achavad. So here again we have the original formulation of the Rabbanon was of a yalfuse of damkeishi l'achavad from damkeishi lifnei avlad. So damkeishi lifnei avlad was the chomedic item. It just the converse of the Yalfuse of Raptav. By Raptav, so Yalfuse was a Yalfuse where the Lomeid was the Chomodic item and the Melameid was the Kaldic item. Here is the reverse. The Lomeid is the Lomeid. By Raptav, so the Lomeit is the Chomodic item, and the Mlameit is the Kaldic item, and here is the reverse. So the Lomeit is the Kaldic item, and the Mlameit is the Chomodic item. So, but the original formulation was the Yalfuse of the Kaldic item of the Kal, the lenient item from the stringent item. So the Kal item was Damkeishi Leachavlad, the Skal, and the Chomodic item was Damkeishi Kedem Avlad. So he said, so the Rabbanon of Chabad said, if the Chomodic item Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad, that is Chomodic item. Why? Because Lifnei Avlad there is no Kule of Yemeitea, it's Toile Gamma. So Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad is the Chomodic item. So if the Chomodic item of Damkeishi Lifnei Avlad has the Kule that it is toyer, so the color of the item, the Mekish Lachav Lad, certainly should be toyer. So then the Rabbanan said, Dai lovim nadin liyiskin idin bitchilas adin, Dai li lomid liyiskim lamid. You're trying to deduce a certain kule in the kaldik item, in the kaldik item of the Mekish Lachav Lad, from the chomedic item of Damkeishi Kedem Avlad, so let the Lomeid be exactly like the Melameid. That's what he said. So, Omule Rablezah, Umar b'mokim sheachem b'sheif shalifnei Avlad, heikel b'sheif shalach Avlad, mokim sheikel b'keishi shalifnei Avlad, the chomedic item, Damkeishi lifnei Avlad, has a certain, the chomedic item, Damkeishi lifnei Avlad, has the kule that is toyer, and it deemed that this kule should apply to keishi shelach avlad, the kaldik. Keishi kedem avlad, and the lomeit is keishi lach avlad. Let the lomeit am keishi lach avlad be exactly like the Melameit, Keishi Kedem Avlad, Keishi Lifnei Avlad, Kedem Avlad, is Toyeb Meizive. So let the Lomeid also be Toyeb Meizive, but not Meinide. So that's Daye B'Tchilasad. Omolem Daye B'Tchilasad, Michael Mitmazive, Avo Mitam Mitmazni. Omolei, so then he reformulated. So the Chachomim reformulated the Kavachina. Harion Mishivin Lecholosh Nachir. Uma b'mokim she'achna b'sheif shalifnei avlad heikil b'keishi she'imei mokim she'ikil b'sheifi shalachar avlad in edin she'nokil b'keishi she'imei. So in other words, now in the second formulation, so the Chachon, the Rabbonon, and Adit using Keishi Leacha Avlad, from Keishi Lifnei Avlad, but they are deducing Keishi from Sheifi. So Sheifi is the Chomodic item. Sheifi is the Chomodic item. And Keishi is the Kalodic item. So if the Chomodic item Sheifi, so Lacha Avlad, it's Toya, Bimitea, it's Toya, Sheifi. It's Toya, Bimitea, so she has no pain when she bleeds, Bimitea. And that's Toya. So Sheifi is a Chomodic item. He possesses the Kule, that is Toya, has come with Chomo Keishi. The Kule, the item, certainly should possess the Kule of being Toya. Now he cannot say, Daye Bitchles Adin, Daye Li Lomeid, Li Iskim Lamed. The Mlamed now in the second formulation is Sheifi. And the Lomeid is Keishi. So if he'll say, Daye Bitchles Adin, Daye Li Keishi Li Iski Sheifi, so then it would be Toya Bein Bimeizide Bein Vinide, because Sheifi Lacha Avlad is Toya Legamre. But he still said, so Areyonu Mishim L'Cholosh Nachir Uma Bimokim Sheachma B'Sheifi Shalifnei Avlad Heikil B'Keishi Shimei Mokim Sheikil B'Sheifi Shalacha Avlad In Edin Shenokil B'Keishi Shimei Omer Lahem Afilat Mishim Kolayim Kulei Dai Lovim Adin Iskinidin. So what kind of dai is it? Now it's B'Seifadi. So it's Mamesh. The same thing as Gemara Bavakama. The only difference is that in Gemara Bavakama, Reb Tarfon is learning out the Chomo from the Kal. And here he's learning out the Kal from the Chomo. So this Kal Chema is either Kal from the Chomo or Chomo from the Kal. But it's the same thing. So it's Daye B'Seif Adin. What's Daye B'Seif Adin? True, now in the second formulation, the ultimate formulation, by the Rabbonon of Reblezer, so the Melamed is Sheifi, and the Lomeid is Keishi, Leachar Avlad. He cannot say, Daye li le Lomeid, le Keishi Shelachar Avlad, Lieis Kim Lamed, because the Melamed, Sheifi, is totally gamre. Sheifi is totally gamre. Ben bimezive, ben minide. But he said, Daye b'seifadim. Why do you call dam keishi kal and dam sheifi chom? Why do you call that? Why is dam sheifi chomo? Where do you see that? Or you see that in one area. Because where is dam keishi is toye bimeizive, so dam sheifi is tomid meizive. Where is dam keishi is toye meizive, dam sheifi is tomid meizive. So the chumre of Sheifi as against Keishi is restricted, because it's not a full chumre. If Keishi had been toye ben bimezive ben bimenide, and Sheifi would be tome ben bimezive ben bimenide, then it would be a full chumre. But the fact is that Keishi is only Toya Meizive, and Sheifi is even Meizive. So in other words, is the Chumre is a limited Chumre. It's not a full Chumre. It's not 100% Chumre. It's a limited Chumre. It's a 50% Chumre. Yeah, 50% in the sense, it's a semi Chumre. That Sheifi is more Chomo than Keishi in the sense that while Sheifi is Tomei in all cycles. So Keishi is only Tomei in the cycle of Yeminide, not in the cycle of Mizive. So Mimele, the Lomeid, the Aloha you learn out in the Lomeid, from the Mlamid, should be restricted. The Kule you are deducing in the Lomeid, from the Mlamid, should be restricted by its own limitation of the Kule. In other words, that Damkei Shilach Avlat should be toy only Meizive, not be May Nidi. So it's Mamish the same thing. Now let's go to the Gemara there. Now, so then we are confronted with a certain difficulty. Here in the Mishnah in Bovakame, we have a Machlekes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbonon, whether we say Daye or we don't say Daye. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't say Daye. The Rabbonon say Daye. Here we have a Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, and the Rabbi Elazar says Daye, and the Chachomim don't say Daye. Now it seems that most Rishonim in the Machlekes in Bovakame between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbonon passed like Rabbonon. Perhaps Rashi in Psochem, Rashi in Seide, Paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. But the Rambam, and Teisves, the Rashbo, they all pasken like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Tarfon. So that means we say Dai. And here everybody paskens like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar. And who says Dai? Rabbi Elazar says Dai. And the Rabbonon don't say Dai, so it's a stir. So Mele, since the Rambam paskens explicitly like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Tarfon, and what the Rabbonon say to Rabbi Tarfon, that we say Dai, so Mele, here I should pasken like Rabbi Elazar, that we say Dai, and the Rambam and all the Rishonim pasken here like the Rabbonon, so there is a stir. So in order to answer that kashe, we have to go over a small piece of the Gemara, just a few lines. Right at the Mishnah in the Rambam, the Rabbi Tarfon Leslie Daye, and Rabbi Tarfon, he learns out that Kerem B'Shanizek is Chayim Zek Sholem, and he ignores the Daye of the Rabbonon. In other words, he rejects the concept of Daye, for Daye the Raisi. There is a loch of Daye. That's the first price in Tereskeni. We say it every day in the, you know, before Mizmer Shechanukas. That's the first price in Tereskeni. So one of the Gimel Midas is Kalvachim. So without Kalvachim, how do we know that the Torah is Nitresh in Kalvachim? So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't just say to Meishe Miriam Tisogia Shivas Yom Mechus Lamach. The Rebbeinu Shlom said V'yodhiyo Yorich Yorich B'fenal Tikon Shivas Yom. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom say that? Why is that important? So here the Rebbeinu Shlom mentioned the Drosh of Kalvachina. So that's the mocha for Kalvachina. In other words, so Rabbi Nishman said to Meishe, suppose not the Shechineh would be Nezif in Miriam, but the father of Miriam would be Nezif. Yorik Yorik Yifneo means Nezif. Suppose the father Amram would make a Nezif, would rebuke Miriam, so she would be isolated for 7 days. She would feel she has to be isolated for 7 days. So Mele Kalvachimer, when the Shechina is Nezif, that she has to be isolated for 7 days. So here we have the Moke here. We have the Moke here for Kalachimea, and we also have the Moke here for Dai, because actually the Shechina in Izife, by the Shechina is much more than in Izife by Father. And you could say it's not just twice, it's 10 times, 100 times, it's 1,000 times, it's an infinite times. But here the Gemara assumes that at least twice. Why at least twice? So there are two pshat. Because one pshat is in Teisves, because the Gemara says in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, if you have to turn to the Gemara, Shlisha Shufim Dolor, in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph. Ton Rabon, it's the second big line in Lamed Aleph. The second big line, you have first small lines, and then in the middle you have big lines. The second big line. Ton Rabon, Shlisha Shutfin Yish Gordon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oviv Yimei. Oviv Mazria Leiven. So the Gemara enumerates the roles and the contributions by each one of the three partners. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is the father, one is the mother. So Aviv, what are the contributions? How many contributions are made by the father? Mazri Aleve, Shemimenu Atzoreis, Atzomeis v'gidim v'ziponayim u'meyach p'shebereishi v'levin shebayim. So in other words, how many contributions? Atzomeis is one, gidim two, ziponayim three, meyach shebereishi four, levin shebayim five. So there are five contributions meted out, supplied by the father. Imei Mazres Eden, Shemimenu Eir 1, Boso 2, Ve Saris 3. Now, what is Aleph? Imei Mazre Seidim Shemimenu. No, so he says, Eir Uboso. So Eir is one, Uboso is two, Vidam is three, Dam is mentioned in the margin, Saris is four, Shochar Shebaayin is five. So the father supplies how many things? Five. The mother supplies five. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neisim Bei Ruach Nishomo, Ruach one, Nishomo two, and Vidas Sorina Das three, Bino four, Haskil five, Kalastaponim six, Riesayin seven, Ushmias Eisen 8, Dibupe 9, Viluchaglaim. I mentioned Das Bino Haskel before, so it's 10. I mean, or let's count it this way, right? Ruach 1, Nishoma 2, Klastaponim 3, Rizayin 4, Shmias Eisen 5, Dibupe 6, Hiluchaglaim 7, Das 8, Bino 9, the Haskel 10. So the father supplies how many things? How many contributions does the father meet out? 5. The mother, 5. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 10. Whatever it means, that's all Pashut. So that means that while the Rebbeinu Shalom is one of the shutfim in every person, but his contributions is at least 2. Well, there's something else. I mean, whatever is contributed by the father is also emanates from the mission. But that's something else. So that's not counted. But how many things does the mother supply? 5 things. The father, 5 things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 10 things. So that's why, that's one pshat. That's why the Gemara says, Kalachim al-Shchim yidaladiyim. Why Kalachim al-Shchim yidaladiyim? Why not Chof Alef Yeim? Why not Chof Ches Yeim? Why not 1,000 days? I mean, if one of you is Nezif, so 7 days, you could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nezif, is 1,000 days, is 10,000 days, is 1,000,000 days, without a limit. But there has to be, I mean, we just can't say just so. So on the basis of Shleisha Shutfim Bodom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies 10 things, twice as much as each parent. So if the nizifah by the father requires the daughter to isolate herself for 7 days, then we should say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nizif, as it was with Miriam, so that should be isolated for 14 days. But still, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Tisoge Shivas Yomim. So we learn out from that parsha 2 things. The Torah is Nidrashes B'Kalachim Er, and that there is a concept of life. Can we die? Then another pshat, why you dalet? V'yesh meforshim, noket you dalet yein, kineged shnei esgeris, dein hezger pochas mizayin yomim. Because by Mitzere, we find only 2 esgeris, 7 days and then another 7 days. We don't find 3 esgeris. So mele, that's why you doubt it. Alright, now, so the Gemara will come and say, how can Raptaf be chulik and die? But die is the rice, the Raptaf must die, for die the rice, and the time you meet in Kalachim, okay, it's that. Hayim radishnol meishe vodil yorich yol vifaneo al isi kola yishivas yomim kalvachim al ishkina abo soyein al adai lovi min adin li iskin idin so kiles li daye heiched mifrach kalvachim er heiched li mifrach kalvachim er is li daye so the Gemara says Rataf is made it, there is a loch of daye. But when is there a loch of daye? If by applying daye, the kalchemer doesn't collapse completely, but if as a result of the application of daye, the kalchemer collapses, so then we don't say daye. So over there by Miriam, so we have a kalchemer and we say daye, and the two can coexist together. Mitzad kalchemer. Mitzad Kalachimer, so Miriam has to be isolated. Without Kalachimer, so she wouldn't be isolated altogether, not even for 1 day. But, so Mitzad Kalachimer, she has to be isolated. But we apply Daye and we limit the scope of the Kalachimer. Not 14 days, but 7 days. Mashiach can hear if we'll say, as the Chachomim say, Daye, so the whole Kalachimah collapses. So in Mele, we don't see Daye. Briefly, Rav Tarfon agrees that there is a concept of Daye. Only when the Daye can coexist with the Kalachimah. But if one negates the other, then we don't see Daye. So that's what he says. Kiles l'daye in the Kalachimah. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. Rove, behold, Zakino Rablezel Rabbah. Lav Amrit. In that, Rabbi Lezer attained the Nitzoch over the Rabbon in his arguments. Lav Amritu, Domo. Domo Machmas Hasmul Machmas Vlad. You say that there is a loche, the Damkeishi Stoya. We learn out Domo Machmas Hasmul. So in the same way there is another Zosakosov. Vitiarum kir domeo machmas atzmo viloi machmas lat. So the Zosakosov of Vimeteyar is only when the Meteyar are not machmas lat. Yeah, is the way. So Vitiarum kir domeo machmas atzmo. In other words, when but if the bleeding takes place because of a pending lady, there the usual case of Yimitea is not a pending lady, it's already long after the lady. The lady took place 7 days ago, 14 days ago. So, Mashinkin here, the Tea takes place because of a pending lady. So then, the aloha of Mdam Teah doesn't apply. Vitiaru mikir the meo machana. Let's see how Rashi explains. Zakinu chuve nisachas yochla shiva. In other words, Rabbi Lezer has a gutaine against the Rabbanon. You say Rabbanon it's toyer. Why? It's imitea. Just as you learn out from Domo Machos Amachas Vlad, you should also learn out Vitiarum Kir Domo, that's the Grosakos of imitea. Only when the imitea is Machmasatzmo, like the imitea Lachar Avlad, but here when it's Kedem Avlad, so then there is no Kule of imitea. Now the Gemara says, "Eimed meinide nide meizive teiro." So Rashi explains it to Rabbi Lezer Porch. Kivo, here is the Rashi. Rabbi Lezer Porch, kiven dis leidaye leide mied meizive teiro ki keishe shelifonov ki roaso bekeishe shiva yom rishenim teit meyov im roaso yeiseh yeiyei. Ye Adam Toya, Vitibila Hashiva Rishayim Shokesh. In other words, if Mezive, so according to his own tiny, he should be made that Mezive is Toya. Mezive is Toya. But the question is, how can Rashi say that when Rashi himself said in the Mishneh that when Rabbi Lezer was arguing with the Rabbanon, so he said, "Mezivu ditoyer av meinide nide." So he says, so it's muchach that when Rashi said there in his argument with Rabbanon, "Mezivu ditoyer," he was saying, "Liditchem, you should be made there, even according to your own shide." But lididi, even mezive is tamei. So the Gemara Sikashe, why did it deep Mezive is Tomei? But after all, he himself mentioned Dai, why doesn't he follow up the Dai? Why doesn't he follow up the Dai? So the Gemara Sikashe gave the Teretz, Omakro, the reason as to why Rablezer doesn't say Mezive is Toya. Mezive is Toya because of Kalachemer and Dai. And he says even Meziv is Tamei because there's a Kosuf Teishiv Yeshiva Achas Likol. In other words, there's a Kosuf that Ligabi Meiteyar, you cannot make a distinction between Meziv and Yimei because Yeshiva Achas Likol. So there are two alternatives. Either it's Toyer even Meinide, or the other alternative that it's Tomei even Meizive. So in other words, so then according to Rashi, both the Rabbonon and Rabbi Lezer, they both agree with that there's a Kosov, Yeshiva Achas Likulon. But Yeshiva Achas L'Kolo means is the same din Pimil. Insofar as Yimitea is concerned, is the same din Pimeinide and Meizide. So the Rabbanon says the same din. So Mele even Bimeinide Itztoya. And Rabbi Lezer says the same din. So even Bimeizive Itztom. Even Meizive Itztom. Now, when Rabbi Lezer said Daye, now we as the Kashi, Rabbi Lezer said Daye, and it appears from the Gemara in Borokami that Rabbonon are those who say Daye, and Reb Tarfon does not say Daye. In a case where the Daye and the Kalachimah cannot coexist together, so then Reb Tarfon rejects Daye, and Rabbonon they apply Daye. Here it seems the reverse, that Reb Lezer is saying that we say Daye like the Rabbonon of Reb Tarfon, and the Rabbonon Achilik and Daye, so we should pask like Reb Lezer, and of course everybody pasks like Rabbonon. The answer is true, we pask like the Rabbonon that we say Daye, but here there is that would like the Rabbonon will come and say Daye. How can we pask like the Rabbonon he of the Reb Lezer when the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer don't say Daye, because Reb Lezer is the one who said Daye? The answer is because here we have Gzeres HaKosov, Yeshiva Achas L'Kolo. If we'll say Daye, so then it will not be Yeshiva Achas L'Kolo. So it's especially Gzeres HaKosov, so it's not difficult. All right, now, the thesis. Eimed meizive teirob meinidet meir. Pir shakuntres ha-Reb Lezer porch. Dimitame av meizive. Dikomotane kame kol domim shireya teiro. Va'alo koma Reb Lezer dit meir. V'limaflik. Mashmad av meizive dit meir. V'idai dikoma Reb Lezer l'ifrein drabonon kamalo. V'rav Reb Menachem miforesh Reb Lezer l'imitame yod meinidet. כי דיקום עדיי, ועוד דיקרפור ירווין ומיזי ותאירו, הווסיר מילס הדירובי. So now it's Rashi, Shite is that Reb Lezer himself holds it's Tomei Meizive. So Mimele, the Kasha of the Gemara, the Kadeim Meinid Meizive Teiro, that was the Kasha against Reb Lezer. And the Ter, Oma Krotish Yishar Kulon, is the Teretz by Reb Lezer. But according to Rabbi Menachem, he explained it differently. The Reb Lezer l'mitam meinide ki koma v'dai v'od dikapor v'im meizi v'teire ha'vesil mil sedi rove. In other words, Rove said, behoz achin Reb Lezer Rabbanon lav amritu domo domo machasas machas lad hochanam v'tiyam chedomel domo machasas machas lad. Period, according to Rashi. According to Rab Menachem, it's not period. So, Hachaname v'tiyar m'chir domeo, domeo machmas atzmo v'loim machas lad, eime b'meinide, nide b'meizive teo. So he says, v'ho dikepor v'meizive teo, avisir mil tzidirove, dom abho zakin Reb Lezer Rabbonon, dom ikrodi domeo havali Rabbonon litamei, b'meinide, so why do the Rabbonon say that it's Toye Riven, that's part and parcel of the Kasha of Reb Lezer? Why do the Rabbonon say that it's Toye, that it's Toye Riven Brinide? They should say that it's Toye only Meizive and not Not be made needed. So, as Reb Lezer says, that's the Kasha against the Rabbonon. So then comes the Teretz by the Rabbonon. According to Rashi, the Teretz is Alibe the Reb Lezer. According to Rabbi Menachem, the Teretz is Alibe the Rabbonon. Umshane teishe yeshiva achas l'kulon v'chivin din kavachimea mitarim meizive yisl nitarim mikroli teishe v'amnide, because the Gzeres HaKosuf of teishe implies the same thing. The question, the same din? The same din litume or the same din lechumre? So according to Rashi's Pshat, both Rabbonon and Rablezer learn out dead girls because of Yeshiva Rastafalon. But according to Rashi Pshat, Rablezer learns out Yeshiva Rastafalon lechumre that it's domei even mezive and Rabbonon, they learn how it is because of Shvaras the Kulon that it's toyer even b'meinide. According to Rabbi Menachem, the Rabbonon learn how it is a cause of Tei Shvaras Yishvaras the Kulon, but Rabbi Zad doesn't dash Yishvaras the Kulon. So Mishane Tei Shvaras the Kulon v'chim kamachim l'tarim mezive is l'tarim mikode Tei Shvaras b'meinide. Do mashma yeshiva achas l'kulon, ve'in lichalik ben. But again, the rabbonu l'chol apoches even according to Rabbi Menachem, learn how it exists. Hakosu yeshiva achas l'kulon. So maybe it's not kosher. How can the rabbonu say ignore daye? But after all, the rabbonu of Rab Tarfon, so they do say daye. The answer is here, there's a special zersakosu, we don't say die, because if we are going to say die, so it wouldn't be Shivachas Lekulam. Mishana Yitesh Yishivachas Lekulam, Vechim Nitalachim Letarim Mizive, is Letarim Mikol Yitesh Amnide, Domash Mishivachas Lekulam, Vein Lechalak Ben, Vim Kain, Krodi Domeo, Oser Limil Sachrit, Vochad Ashino Lil Bebraisi, Verabonam Yitesh Yishikol Domeo Terim, Vim Tema, Vichim Dil Af Godi Teish, Af Rabon Hab Mitam Mikodino Meo, in Tineich and Boy Limevet Kalvachim Meo Dab Nide Tere, the Koma Ari Mushin Nesob Moshnache, Vish Lema, the Pachinle, Kidin Kalvachim Am Mechiach, the Tere Ab Minide, Islam and Mema, the Meo Litoshach. Anyway, from the Gemara in Bovakame, Mishnokame, we see there is a Machlek between Rabon and Reptarfen. Whether Sheranizek Ber Shusanizek Kerem Shusanizek Mishalem Nezek Sholem, as Rab Tarfon says, and or is Mishalem Chotzenezek. So Rab Tarfon learns out Kalvachim and Mishalem Nezek Sholem, and Rabbonin say, Daye, so is Mishalem Chotzenezek. How do we pass in there? So the Rambam in Yer Chazoko and in Persha Mishne paskins like Rabbonin. That Kerem Beshus and Nizek pays only Chotzenezek. Let's see the Lashon of the Rambam in Perush HaMishne. Acham, at the end of that Mishne, Sheer Amazik Beshus and Nizek. So he says at the end, V'alochek Racha. And all the Rishenim say Alochek Racha, except the Asamach Reinim who say that Rashi paskens like Rab Tarfon. Rashi paskens. Where is the Rashi? So Rashi is in Psochem Daf Yutches, but it's not so clear. And in Seite Daf Choftes. Now here, Gemara Psochem I have. Gemara Seite. Oh, first let's find Yutches Amud Beis. The last line. Now we don't have to go over the whole subject, but v'chi osa kalvachim ol v'yud osa dikaim olam per v'kame per sheni deheichad nifrach kalvachim ol amrin amdai. So who says that? Kaptar. So it seems, so there are a number of achrenim, they say that Rashi is chilek an old Rishin and Rambam old Rishin, that he paskens like the Tarf, that Shera, that Kerem Beshus Anizek in Shalom Neshalom, that's a big chidish. Now, is there a Gemara Seite? No. We say the same thing. Daf of Tesamud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line. There's a question whether now we pass on that in Kadesh, you know, in Chum we have the we have a rishon and a sheni, no shlishi. In truma we have a rishon lituma, a sheni lituma, a shlishi lituma. In kedush we even have a revi. So there's the question whether there is a revi in kedush. There isn't, and the question is. But if we say die, I mean, we don't have to go. The least same die love not the least needed. The name Hoche, not only because we learn out from Truma. So if Truma is not as chomos, has a shlishi, so Kadesh, that is more chomos, certainly should have a shlishi. So, but then we can say die. So Kadesh should have a revi, die when it didn't. The Melamed is Trumo, and Trumo has only Shlishi. It's not Revi. So Rashi says, "Leitei medai lov madnis kinidin v'nei mehoche Shlishi sheposl b'Trumo dai hu sheposl dim kein botle ha'kalachimer the Shlishi b'kedush liyistrich." So then it's needless. So the whole kalachimer collapses. So in other words, that's like who, like a tal. So we have two Rashis that appear. That Rashi Shita is we pass like a daven, but that is a big chiddush. That according to Rashi we pass like a daven. That Keren Birshus Hanizek is Mishal Nizek Shalops. We don't know. No Rishon says it before. So there is the Shara Melech in Perik Aleph of Hilchas Ishes Halacha Beis. Mentions the Xaviad of the Rashbo and Seide. It still was not published, but the Shara Melech had that manuscript. And the Rashbo and Seide, apparently, he doesn't say, but it is to be presumed that the Rashbo says it there in explaining Rashi. The Rashbo probably himself has the kasha against Rashi. How can Rashi say we learn out irivi bekedish from a kalachimba from Trumo, and we don't say dai li lomid li iskim lamid? Just this Trumo is the farthest it goes is shlishi. It doesn't have a revi, so kedish shouldn't have a beyond shlishi either, because then the whole Kal Vachemer is defeated, and we don't say Daye if as a result of the Daye the whole Kal Vachemer collapses. But that's what the Talmud says, the Rabbon Achelik, and we paskin like the Rabbon of the Talmud. So how can we paskin that there is Revi B'Kedesh? So the Rashbo says it's not that the Rabbon Achelik. The Rabbanon also agree with Reb Tarfon. If as a result of the day the whole Kalachima collapses, we don't see day. It's only when the day can coexist with the Kalachima. But if it can coexist with the Kalachima, like Abi Miriam, so there it can coexist with the. With the Kalachimah, in other words, because of the Kalachimah, so it should be Tisogeya Shivasyom, should be Tisogeya Shivasyom, and Daye tells us, no, should Tisogeya, and because of Daye, only Tisogeya 7 days, not 14 days, otherwise would be saved. So, but, and Rav Tarfon says, but by Keren Birshus Hanizek, if we were to say Daye, so then so what's the purpose of the Kalachimah? The Rabbanim say they agree with Reb Tarfon. If as a result of a Daye, the application of Daye, the whole Kalachimah collapses, then we don't see Daye. But he says we can say Daye and the Kalachimah doesn't collapse. Because without the Kalachimah, he wouldn't be chayev even chotzinesik. Reb Tarfon holds without the Chotzinezek is Mechuyev without recourse to Kalvachema. So, but the Rabbanon say no, the Kalvachema doesn't collapse. Because without the Kalvachema, so then I would say, because Stam Negiche is Beshus Rabbi. It's very seldom that that the Shia comes into Rishu Sanizik. So most damages take place in Rishu Sarabim. They are the behemoths, the oxen, walk freely, so takes them. So when the Torah says, Ki yigif Shia Risha Shia Ayo, the Torah has reference to the Nikife in Rishu Sarabim. I mean, for the Ruven Shea to enter Shimon's Rishus, that's unusual. So Mele without the Kalvachimea, so Karen the Shusanize couldn't be put like, why should it be? Because the Torah doesn't talk of this. So when the Torah says Stam, Ki Yigev Shei Rishe Shei Reyo, Stam means Bershus Arabi. And we have no posik that Bershus Anize Karen is Chayef. We have no posik. You'll say just, why should you put it? You can't see any svaris. The posik deals Stam and Ezekiel that are Shion Bershus Arabi. So Stam Negifes take place in Rishus Arabim, not in Rishus Anizik. You say, but that doesn't make sense. Why should the Torah be Mechayev Rishus Arabim and not Rishus Anizik? Well, you could explain it. Maybe because Rishus Anizik, it wasn't necessary for the Torah to be Mechayev Bitashlomim. Because even if there will not be a Chayev Tashlomim, so no one will dare send these acts into the neighbor's rishus. So it wasn't necessary in order to protect society to mechayev. Mashenkin rishus rabim, there wouldn't be a chayev tashlumim, then the owners would allow their oxen to walk freely in the rishus rabim, and it will be constantly. One share will damage the other share. So mainly the Torah found it necessary in order to protect the people, to protect society. But Bishus Anizek, even without liability, no one will dare send these acts to the other issues. And if he will dare, so the owner of the other issues will tell him no. I mean, so mainly it wasn't necessary. Stam Nizikin is in Rishus Rabbi. So, but by Shem Veregel, the Torah spells out Horaye. By Shem Veregel, the Torah says, "The Kiyaveri Shode Ubiya Bizdeacher." So it spelled out. Why did the Torah say Ubiya Bizdeacher? Because usually Ezekim take place in Rishus Rabbi. Not in other issues. But here the Torah doesn't spell out some male without recourse to the Kalvachimah. He would be potali gamre. Some male, the two can coexist because of the Kalvachimah, so he's Chayev Chotzinezek. And because of the Daye, so he's not Chayev Nezek Shalom. That's right. But in the case where Mamesh, we don't have to resort to the Kalvachimah, let's say Ligabi Shlishi. Do we have to resort to Kalvachimah by Kiddush? Naturally. If by Truma there is a Shlishi, naturally that by Kiddush there is a Shlishi. What kind of Isvore could there be that Truma should be more Homo and Kiddush than Kiddush? I mean, Truma has a Shlishi and Kiddush doesn't have a Shlishi, so we don't have to resort to Kalvachimah. So merely if we are going to say die, the whole Kalvachimah is defeated. So then Rashi says that even according to the Rabbanon we don't say die. Okay.
He's not a Jewish company.
Yeah.
So I have to be told all that clear, right?
It's from a goy.
I buy the kli from a Jew.
Yeah.
But it's in a sealed box from
a
company that is
manufactured by goy.
Assume
you have to retain them.
That's what I thought.
I had this argument with my father. He said that the Rosh Yeshiva said that if you buy something from a yid, so then you don't have to be tovah.
Yeah, I was misunderstood by someone.
That's what I thought. That's what I hoped.